All right, time for Upwards on WBCB. We get together and take a look at things making this area a nice place to live and work. Typically, we check in with Mike Bannon, the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County, and with our fitness expert, Maureen Solomon, who puts together all of the fitness programs for the Philadelphia Protestant Home. But today, I am just here to congratulate the graduates. Had an outstanding, wonderful experience last night as the Ben Salem Owls celebrated the class of 2025. And so I'm going to play some music to inspire the class of 25 and some stuff I love during this time of year to play. But I saw my daughter graduate, and it was a really beautiful night, great ceremony. Everything came together. Excited to hear what Governor Shapiro might be saying at Pensbury's graduation. That will take place tonight at Falcon Field. And I think Joe LeCompte is going to try to catch some of the stream in case there's anything newsworthy that Governor Shapiro shares in his remarks as Pensbury will celebrate the class of 2025 tonight and all of that stuff. So, yeah, gonna play a little music for you. And how about this one from Styx here? As we sail away into the future. Yeah, the season of dads and grads upon us, and congratulations to all of the class of 2025. Styx on WBCB with Come Sail Away as the class of 2025 sails into the future, into what is next, into their hopes and dreams. And we wish them all the best here at WBCB. And celebrating the class of 25 with a little bit of music today on Upwards. Yeah, last night my daughter's girlfriend sang in their in the graduation ceremony, performing the national anthem in it's like a group. I forget what the official word. I think they're called Femme, but there's a longer name for this singing bunch. And they did a great job and made me think about my graduation way back when. And man, I forget everything. I think I performed the national anthem or something at the graduation ceremony, but I always kind of fantasized about performing that Styx song, "Come Sail Away." I don't know. It's kind of a futuristic, hopeful kind of message to it, and who knows? Maybe the class of 2025 will sail away with the aliens in their starships into the next galaxy and to alternate universes and stuff like that. Well, whatever's next on your journey, hopefully it finds you well. Rusted Root on BCB with Send Me On My Way.
Shot my hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
All the way, all the way.
Nobody say, nobody on. Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
All the way, all the way.
Nobody say, nobody on. Well,
I would like to hold my little hand.
How we will run, how we will, how we will cry.
I would like to hold my little hand.
How we will run, how we will, how we will cry. Send me my way, 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 send me my way. Send me on my way. reach out my hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
All the way. All the way.
Nobody see, nobody on.
Serving Bucks, Burlington, and Mercer counties since 1957, WBCB can help your business grow. If you want to gain more exposure locally, contact us at 215-949-3232. That's 215-949-3232. Or contact Matt at WBCB1490.com. That's Matt at WBCB1490.com. WBCB Radio. Here today, here yesterday, and here tomorrow. Now on 107.3 FM as well as 1490 AM.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. So be true to your school.
BCB, in tribute to Brian Wilson, and Be True to Your School right there for the class of 2025. Yeah, it's a great time of year to celebrate the dads, the grads, and from all of us at WBCB, wishing the best to all of the graduates that are going to be celebrating. And over this past week, I think Neshaminy also celebrated the class of 2025 last night. What a picture-perfect night it was. The weather was absolutely beautiful. And, yeah, for all the parents, the students, the faculty, it was nice that we didn't have to worry about rain and nasty weather. Looks like another great night tonight, which is a little warm out there. Going to be a little warm for everyone going to Falcon Field or to any other graduation. If it's an outdoor event and at Pensbury, they'll be doing their thing at the football field. So, yeah, might want to dress for warm weather tonight. But according to the 1490 forecast, looks like a great night as far as if you can handle the warmth. No other issues. Look like they're going to be a lot of sunshine. So that's another thing. Make sure to wear your sunblock and stay protected. Keep your skin protected. All right. So all the best to the graduates as we celebrate them with some music here over the next hour at 2 o'clock today. We've got the afternoon show. Stephen Lawler will take you from 2 to 4. Music Motif. Some Philly sports talk. The Philadelphia Phillies off tonight, but of course WBCB, your spot on the radio dial for Phillies baseball. Got a big series win over the Chicago Cubs. So, Phillies get back to action tomorrow. We'll have it for you on WBCB. Stephen might be talking about the Phillies and playing some music for you for sure. That'll take you to the best of Blavitt, Geeter, Gold Radio on BCB from 4 to 5 at 5 o'clock. It's Thursday evening, so we've got Jonesy for you, the Glenn Jones radio show. He'll mix up great eclectic song selections with Glenn Jones, taking you from 5 to 6, and then overnight, a big mix of music on your station in Bucks, Burlington, and Mercer counties. All right, coming back with more music here on BCB in just a bit.
By the time you're done listening to this ad, nearly a dump truck's worth of plastic will have made it into the ocean. Plastic has become a useful part of our everyday lives, but it's polluting the air, water, and soil that all life needs to survive. This is a human problem that can be solved with human action, but it's going to take all of us, from individuals to businesses to governments and everyone in between. Help create a cleaner future for both people and nature. Visit wwf.earth/plastics.
Join Stephen Lawler the third Saturday of this month for Slobber Knocker Showdown. Listen as Stephen updates you on the world of wrestling from last week and takes your call at 215-949-3232. Slobber Knocker Showdown with Stephen Lawler the third Saturday of the month from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM, as well as heard around the world at WBCB1490.com. Hey, what do you know? We got a guest with us. Mike Bannon on the phone. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific, Chris. Happy Thursday to you and the listeners.
Yes, indeed. Mike Bannon, the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County, joins us here on WBCB for Upwards and drops the knowledge, keeps us aware of all the scams and different things going on, keeps us on top of all of that stuff. Any consumer-related issue we throw his way, he does a great job. We're celebrating the class of 2025 today, Mike. My daughter graduated last night, was a great ceremony, a beautiful thing, and now she has gone on vacation. So she is going down to the shore, and she got an Airbnb. And I'm wondering what kind of protections are part of all that. Are there consumer issues around Airbnbs and the different ways people are renting vacation properties? Seems like it's a little bit more of a shotgun, like scattershot stuff, where you got, before it was like hotels and motels, and now you have many other players in the landscape out there.
You are right. First, congratulations, Chris, on the graduation to you and your daughter. That is awesome.
Thank you.
And your wife, the whole family, that's a big deal.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. It was a wonderful night.
And I'm sure it was. And it was beautiful weather, too, I think. So that must have worked out very well for you.
That was
guys.
Great.
So
and now she's, right away this morning, she was off and going to her next thing and next, going down to have a little fun in the sun. Hopefully they get some decent weather this weekend. They were kind of a little concerned that it wasn't going to be too great. 1490 forecast looks a little bit iffy. Today is looking good. But when you're thinking about the Airbnbs, there are so many different options. What should people be thinking about, be aware of?
Well, I have to say, if you're specifically talking about Airbnb, we don't get a lot of complaints about billing and issue problems in there. They do take care. When there are issues, they do seem to take care of them. We have had an occasional one, but you're right. The landscape has changed tremendously when it comes to private rentals and houses or hotels and how that goes. I think it can all work out pretty well as long as you do your homework. We've seen a lot, and I know we've covered it over time, of Jersey Shore rental scams, but that's not typically, that's done through fake realtor sites, not through major websites like Airbnb that it happens. But we definitely see, so people need to do their homework. A lot of times they think they're dealing with a real estate agent, but you need to Google the address, see if it pops in. If there's any photographs, you need to take a look on the internet to see if they stole that photograph from someplace else, which you can do in a number of search engines.
Jeez.
So it can be tricky, but of course you have your credit card backup for a lot of things. So when you're traveling, it's one of the few times that I say a credit card can be good to use, at least to keep track of some of the things, as long as you pay it off when you're done with your trip and you're able to do that, because it'll give you some protections. However, we also see skimmer devices at like vacation resorts, tent resort places, and at the Jersey Shore. So it's really important that you keep track of your credit card charges. I think that's one thing people forget is when they come home from vacation, they really should quickly review any charges they put on to look for phony charges added on anything that you didn't agree to.
Yeah, with the Airbnb, there is a certain peace of mind knowing that there is an internal mechanism to deal with issues that might pop up. And even when you're booking different places, a lot of different, many different policies with the different renters that are out there. So you got to really look into
right.
it. But then they review the renter and the rentee, and everybody kind of gets a score. And I guess if you have a good score, you've dealt with a number of people. There's a certain protection and peace of mind there. But can peace of
right.
mind be a little bit of a dangerous thing when it comes to people on vacation? Like, they get into a certain tunnel vision, they're thinking about the fun they're having and what's going to happen with the weather and all the, that little minutia, but not really being aware of the types of stuff that we're aware of on a kind of on a regular day-to-day basis about the scams and even those skim machines. I don't know, maybe that's not something you look for on vacation, but it's something you need to be aware of here, there, anywhere.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Chris. I mean, hopefully you've gone on vacation. You're someplace different where you're not in your normal setting.
A lot
of times people are going to exciting places.
Oh, peace of mind. You're loving it. Absolutely.
All right. So you don't want to think about that stuff to be able to do, but I would say if you're in a high-profile place and you look like a tourist, you ought to be aware of your surroundings and what's around you. Certainly there's pickpockets and pocketbook thefts that happen. That's why it's wise just to carry a few credit cards if you're traveling, copy the front and the back of them, and know what number you would call if you lose your credit cards. I think that's important to do on vacation, but certainly be aware of your surroundings. And like you, the skimmer devices do tend to show up in the busy hustle bustle places. So you do have to be aware. That's why, again, it's so important to check your credit card bills.
You know, last week we were talking about graduation scams. Today, talking about some vacation related scammery that's out there. But we also touched on the fact that college tuition is so expensive right now and how that can open recent graduates up to potential vulnerabilities with scams, some different offers that might be out there. What can consumers do about just the issue of high college tuition costs? My daughter is going to go to Bucks County Community College for a couple of years, and we've lifted them up on WBCB as a local option where people can begin their education journey, have a great experience as part of Bucks County Community College, and save a ton of money. But yet, as a parent, I'm lamenting the fact that my daughter isn't going to have that four-year college experience in the dorm and that type of. So there's a little bit of a mixed feeling going on with that, although I'm excited that, you know, she's moving in that direction and interested in becoming a nurse and working on her professional credentials and skills and all that stuff. That's great. I mean, Bucks is really a great option locally.
I'm glad she's going for nursing. That's a great career. We need a lot of folks in there. My son went to community college for Bucks County Community College for 2 years, and then he went to a private school for 2 years. And it worked out very well. I'll say it's still expensive as heck to do, and still, even with that, it's a lot of money, and it costs. That's a great plan. I'm glad you guys are doing that. That is one of the things that you should do, because, of course, your credits count, and then they'll apply towards whatever university you go to if you do it correctly. So there's got to be a lot of money management tips. You know, this is your question about tuition. I mean, it's certainly not my expertise, but I think it's a very big problem that's not being dealt with right now. I'm worried that more kids are not going to go to college. It's great to go to trade school. I think that's important, too, and we need those folks. but I don't want to make college unreachable for the folks that could reach it. And that's what concerns me. So it needs to be addressed at a state level and maybe at a federal level. It's really out of control.
Well, yeah. We don't want it to limit options that are out there. It's hard to imagine a scenario. I mean, maybe for very well-heeled people, it's not hard to imagine, but for people of average means, I think it's difficult
right.
to see a path where you can end your college journey and not be saddled with a lot of debt. And that's something that is, you know, you got to have careful consideration on how much you're going to be taking on in that regard and how much of a burden that could be for people. And I think that was a big consideration for my daughter, who saw my wife go through that same type
right.
of thing. So we'll see. But yeah, if something could be done to it feels like some of the tuition prices are like inflated to account for certain financial aid packages that people can get. So the tuition is so high, but even if you get financial aid, you're still paying quite a bit of tuition.
Yes.
It seems.
So there's got to be a better way, I think, than saying, okay, tuition's high and here's aid to help you there. I'd like to see more control balance. I'm not sure what that means, but that seems like it
I'm
would make
you.
More sense.
Yeah.
Right. So to do somehow control it, that it's a cost control, that it's not costing so much. It seems to me that that's what needs to be looked at. There was a lot of momentum or some momentum a few years ago for that. But I'm afraid it's slowed down considerably now and you don't hear much talk about it. And I hope it just doesn't discourage, again, the students that want to go to college and they have the academic drive and that's what they want to do. I don't want them to miss that opportunity, and that concerns me.
Yeah, yeah. And as somebody who, I was aware that the high price of college tuition was going on and people were dealing with that, but when it's somebody else's issue, I'm not quite as interested in it. And now I'm like, man, we gotta do something here. So I'm pumping my fist in the air, and I'm right there with you. But hoping the best for all of the graduates
yeah.
of 2025, whatever options they have decided on. I think they can make their dreams happen through some good old-fashioned hard work and a little good luck mixed in there as well. Well, always some good fortune to have Mike Bannon dropping in and joining us on WBCB. We thank you, Mike, and hopefully we'll talk with you next time on Upwards.
Yep. Sounds great. Have an excellent week, everybody. Enjoy the weather.
All right. Going to do that. Thanks so much, Mike Bannon, the Director of Consumer Protection for Bucks County, our regular guest on Upwards. All right, we're playing a little bit of music to celebrate the class of 2025. And how about this one from John Lennon to inspire?
Nothing to kill. Opinions matter, and so do yours. Hi, I'm Joe Fabrizi, inviting you to join me every Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for Opinions Matter, right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM. Join us as we tackle the tough New Jersey politics affecting you. We want to hear from you because your opinions matter.
Head out to Dion Square, located at South Oxford Valley and South Olds Boulevard, to get all your essentials in one place, with the following businesses ready to serve you: Pat Dion Beverages, CVS Pharmacy, Hair Cuttery, Smile Culture Dental, Biomat, Liberty Auto Tags, Pennsylvania Fine Wine and Spirits, Lee's Hoagie House, R&J Smoothies and Juices, AutoZone, and First National Bank and Trust of Newtown. Make Dion Square your one stop for all your shopping needs at South Oxford Valley Road and South Olds Boulevard in Fairless Hills.
WBCV is now on your FM dial at 107.3, serving Bucks, Burlington, and Mercer counties since 1957. You can now listen to all your WBCV favorites crystal clear on 107.3 FM, a new age for WBCV on a new frequency, 107.3.
In your journey back to work, we understand the barriers you may face. We have a solution to bridge that gap. No matter your background, PA CareerLink staff are here to provide personalized assistance and help you thrive. Take the first step towards a new chapter in your career journey with PA CareerLink. Visit pacareerlink.pa.gov or your local PA CareerLink office today. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
You won't see termites crawling across your floor, but thousands might be devouring the wood in your walls, weakening the structure of your home. For over 50 years, Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley has been in the exterminating business. If you think you have a pest problem, they're the experts. Call them today at 215-639-5455. That's 215-639-5455 for TPPC. Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley gives your home or business peace of mind, knowing your pest problem is in their hands. Located at 1560 Bristol Pike in Bensalem, they use only EPA-approved material applied by licensed technicians. Call Termite Proofing and Pest Control of the Delaware Valley at 215-639-5455.
Think all the words I'm Henry Carpenter, certified elder law attorney and host of Senior Legal Strategies right here on WBCB. On a recent Senior Legal Strategies, we discussed the importance of the four basic estate planning documents. A general durable power of attorney names someone to take care of your finances, properties, and legal affairs if you can't. A medical power of attorney names someone to make lifetime medical care decisions if you can't. A living will or health care directive sets forth your directions for end-of-life care. A last will and testament directs where your assets go and don't go after your death and selects someone to finalize your affairs. I invite you to call us today at 215-493-0727 to schedule a no-cost consultation to discuss these documents and any other concerns you may have.
Are you curious what old antiques, collectibles, or household contents are worth? Listen Friday mornings for What's It Worth with Mike the Appraiser, right here on 1490 WBCB.
Do you feel the need for speed and are a car racing fan? Then tune in every Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. for the Need for Speed Auto Show, hosted by me, America's mechanic, Fred Fletcher. Everything you want to know about our local tracks and races to the NASCAR scene, as well as our area car shows and cruise nights. Brought to you by Fletcher's Garage in Fairless Hills and heard every Thursday morning at 9:30 on WBCB 1490 a.m., 107.3 FM, and throughout the world at WBCB1490.com.
Hey, this is Jonesy. Kick off your Thursday and Friday evenings in style. Join me for an eclectic freeform mix of the hits and beyond. It's a happening, a musical journey. It's the Glenn Jones Radio Experience right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM, Thursday and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m., directly following the legendary Jerry Blavitt Radio, the way it ought to be.
Tune in this Saturday for another edition of Saturdays with Sammy Davis Jr. That's right, it's your half an hour of Sammy Davis Jr. hosted by John Rose.
Why we're waiting on the world.
Hey, this is Jonesy. Kick off your Thursday and Friday evenings in style. Join me for an eclectic freeform mix of the hits and beyond. It's a happening, a musical journey. It's the Glenn Jones Radio Experience right here on 1490 WBCB and 107.3 FM, Thursday and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m., directly following the legendary Jerry Blavitt. Radio the way it ought to be.
Do you feel the need for speed and are a car racing fan? Then tune in every Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. for the Need for Speed Auto Show, hosted by me, America's mechanic, Fred Fletcher. Everything you want to know about our local tracks and races to the NASCAR scene, as well as our area car shows and cruise nights. Brought to you by Fletcher's Garage in Fairless Hills and heard every Thursday morning at 9:30 on WBCB 1490 AM, 107.3 FM, and throughout the world at WBCB1490.com.
I'm Henry Carpenter, certified elder law attorney and host of Senior Legal Strategies right here on WBCB. On a recent Senior Legal Strategies, we discussed the importance of the four basic estate planning documents. A general durable power of attorney names someone to take care of your finances, properties, and legal affairs if you can't. A medical power of attorney names someone to make lifetime medical care decisions if you can't. A living will or health care directive sets forth your directions for end-of-life care. A last will and testament directs where your assets go and don't go after your death and selects someone to finalize your affairs. I invite you to call us today at 215-493-0727 to schedule a no-cost consultation to discuss these documents and any other concerns you may have.
You're listening to 1490. 1490-